A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Tam with Avodah Zarah Samach Zayin, Avodah Zarah 67a. Pagination is 133. We're going to be starting with the Mishnah, though, which will require us to turn a page back. And that's on Samach Hei Amid Beis 65b, pagination 130. Our topic is No Sein Tam Lefigam, when something forbidden imparts a negative flavor in the kosher item. And in certain cases, because it's a negative flavor, we're not benefiting from that interaction, and the forbidden food will not cause the prohibition on the permitted food. The permitted food remains permitted. We have to know what those cases are. Our Gemara is going to develop one particular case where it changes with time. And at a certain time, initially, it is a bad flavor, and therefore the permitted item remains permitted. And then it gets cooked or something changes, it becomes flavorable in its relationship, and at that point it will become forbidden. If the reverse would be true, it becomes forbidden initially, and then it changes, it could very well be that once it became forbidden, it remains forbidden. Let's see the Mishnah. About 8 lines down. Yayin nesach shenafal al gabei anovim. You have forbidden wine that fell on grapes, and these grapes are closed up, they're intact. Yadichen vehin mutaros. You wash them off, and they're going to be fine because the yayin nesach did not penetrate. V'mayu mifukaos, but if they were broken, so the wine is getting in, asuros, they're going to be forbidden. Presumably, once they're plucked from the vine, they're open at some point, but if they're still on the vines, they're going to be fine. Nafal al gabei te'enim, if it fell on figs, or al gabei tamarim, or on dates, im yesh ben beno sein tam oser. If it's imparting flavor, then it's going to be forbidden, and the Gemara develops the idea of no sein tam lefigam, as I mentioned in our introduction, that if it's imparting negative flavor, it could very well be permitted, because it didn't impact in a favorable way. Umaisa bevaisus ben zunon, it happened with this particular person. Shehevi grogros besfina, he was bringing dried figs in on a ship. V'nishtab rechava sheyayin nesach, and on the ship a barrel of forbidden wine broke. V'nafal al gabayim, and it spilled all over them. V'shoa lachachamim, and he asked. V'yitirum, and the sages permitted it because it was a negative flavor. Zeh, it made it worse than it was. Zeh klal, this is the rule. Kol sheba'ana oso benosein tam, osur. If there's benefit, it's giving a favorable flavor, it's going to be forbidden. Kol she'ein ba'ana oso benosein tam, if it's not giving a favorable flavor, it's going to be mutter permitted. Kigon, for example, and this is our focus, chomet shenafal al gabei gerisin, vinegar that fell on beans, the Mishnah seems to be presenting, it's going to be permitted because it's a bad flavor. Now, the word grisin, which means beans, is familiar to us in practical halacha regarding the size of a kesem. If a woman sees blood on clothing, so it's not the same as a bedika cloth. If she sees on clothing, meaning she doesn't know where it came from, she didn't do an internal check, she just found a stain, so then there's a significant difference between the size, if it's a big stain or a small stain, and the description is kigris, like the size of a certain type of bean. It's a Mishnah in Nida Parikhes Mishnah Beis. So this word is a known word, gris, a bean, in many different contexts, but even today, where we're not as adept or knowledgeable in the different products, but the word gris is a common word in practical halacha. Our Mishnah, again, is describing a case where vinegar fell on these beans. Let's move on to today's daf, Samach Zayin Amad Aleph, pagination 133, that's 67a, on the fifth line. Zeha Klal, this is the rule, quoting from the Mishnah. Kol Shaba Ana Oso B'Nosein Tam, if it's a favorable taste. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hachi Hilchasa. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, that's the halacha. For Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, furthermore, Lo Shanu El Shanafa L'Soch Grisim Roschin. The case over here is that they fell directly into boiling hot beans, and then it's considered a negative flavor. But if they fell into cold beans, v'hirsichon, even if later he boiled them up, nasa kemisha hishbiach ulebesof pogam, it's considered that it started off favorable, and then it got bad, v'aser, and the mixture will be forbidden. The Gemara continues and tells us, v'chen ki aser ravin. Ravin also taught like that. V'chen ki aser ravdimi. And ravdimi also taught like that. And he also said, v'kach hayu osim ba'arve shabosos b'tzipori. This was actually the behavior that was practiced in Tzipori, that they used to take, obviously, kosher vinegar, but they would take vinegar and they would put it on cold beans, v'korin osam shachalayim, and they would call it the cress dish, whatever the other ingredients were, but that is something that they purposely did l'kavod Shabbos, to honor Shabbos. Clearly, it's not considered unfavorable. The mixture of vinegar with beans, if it's done cold, is favorable. If it's done while it's hot, it's going to be considered unfavorable. And therefore, the case that's being presented, that non-kosher chometz, non-kosher vinegar, is mixing with the beans, has to be that the beans were hot. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.